Judge orders Hillary Clinton to be deposed for a Judicial Watch lawsuit. By Joshua Kaplan on March 2, 2020. A federal judge on Monday ordered former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to deliver a sworn deposition in response to a lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch over her role in the Obama administration's response to the 2012 terror attack on the U.S. facilities in Benghazi, Libya. U.S. District Court Royce Lamberth wrote in court filings that Clinton's written answers to questions regarding the matter in a separate case were incomplete and unhelpful and demanded more information. As extensive as the existing record is, it does not sufficiently explain Secretary Clinton's state of mind when she decided it would be an acceptable practice to set up and use a private server to conduct State Department business, wrote Lamberth. Simply put, her responses left many more questions than answers. The judge added, even years after the FBI investigation, the slow trickle of new emails has yet to be explained. Judicial Watch initiated the lawsuit in 2014 to uncover whether Clinton used her private email server to communicate about the Benghazi attack to skirt the Freedom of Information Act and whether the State Department reviewed records following an FOIA request from Judicial Watch. On September 11, Ansar al-Sharia terrorists attacked the diplomatic compound, killing U.S. Ambassador to Libya Christopher Stevens and U.S. Foreign Service Information Management Officer Sean Smith. Judicial Watch uncovered the Clinton email scandal and we're pleased that the court authorized us to depose Mrs. Clinton directly on her email conduct and how it impacted the people's right to know under FOIA, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said of the development. Lamberth also allowed Judicial Watch to depose Cheryl Mills, Chief of Staff and Counselor to Clinton at the State Department, and IT specialist Paul Cometa, who was hired to manage Clinton's server in her basement.